Hi, this is Craig reporting in from Agile 2011 in Salt Lake City in Utah in the United States. And day one was a day of tutorials, but a big long day nonetheless. Good to catch up with a whole bunch of people I haven't seen in a long while. There's 20 plus sessions going on at any one time at the conference, and it's always difficult to figure out what you're going to go to, but here are some of the things that that I got along to. The first session was won by Mary Gorman and Ellen Gottsteiner, called The Product Partnership. These guys are building a book in the business analysis space, so I thought I'd stretch myself a little bit to hear a bit more about this. This was actually a pretty interesting talk. They talked about kind of a model. They talked about value and why cards are value, and using things like Irasis, increase revenue, avoid cost, improve service, to be the benefit. But you need to balance that with cost, time, and delivery. The things like, you need to know the stakes. So what are things you must deliver to stay in business, and the differentiators? What are the points of difference in the marketplace? And all those things make up good requirements. Same with the backlog, a little bit about talking about the backlog and, all the usual things, building the most valuable things first. And but one of the things I thought was really good is I had a little diagram for the two states of things in your backlog. Cards that are credible, essentially, to get into the backlog, it must have some kind of valuable value. And cards that are buildable, which means it's been prepared, it's been sliced, groomed, and it's understood well enough to estimate, test, and document. Now, essentially, the point of this talk was to talk about structured conversations. So essentially, they had this this kind of a model in order to take you through to understand this. And the first thing is about making sure that the product provides value. So actually asking your users what value is. Then asking your users what are the actions that need to be performed. Right, so what are things that need to be set? What is the data and the state of that data, and what are the constraints? And they had a, as I said, a model around that. Now, once you get all that, those things essentially feed into things like story cards. Things like your user role and your actions and your data feed into the as I need part of a story card. And they also fit into your given when then. Because requirements map to examples, and examples map to tests. So again, they had something that showed you that the results from this process, how they map into a given when then. Now the last three steps are about the non-functional requirements. So things like design and implementation constraints, having a structured conversation around that, the interfaces and the quality attributes. Now all of this may sound pretty common sense if you've been doing this before, but I think I really liked about this was it structured the conversation in a way that you can get to stories and to given when then extremely quickly, and make sure that you haven't kind of forgotten anything along the way. Very interesting talk by those guys, and there's apparently a book coming out in the near future, so something to look out for. The afternoon session, said these were tutorial sessions, was by a guy named Christopher Avery, and he was really talking about coaching success and something he calls the responsibility pattern, and kicked off with playing the spaghetti challenge. Which you may have seen different varieties. This one was 10 pieces of spaghetti and a line of tape. Happy to say that the team I was on, we got our tower to 35 inches high. The winning tower was 36.5 inches, and a whole lot of them fell over along the way. But the reason behind that was to, really kind of to a bit of an icebreaker, but also to actually see what people were saying as I was building it, to see what responsibility people were taking when the towers wouldn't stand. Now, he's got this whole model, his responsibility model, and it starts really with laying blame, right? He says that that's where most people start. It then moves up to justify, through to shame and obligation. All those things are different places that we go to, right? So laying blame is, thinking about things, blaming somebody else. Justify is when in your mind you go, oh, I can make some justification for it. Obligation is, where you just feel obliged to go do something. And shame is when, you kind of know that you've done something, but you lay blame on yourself. The idea is that you want to get out of that, and there's kind of three ways to get out of those states. One is denial. The second is just by quitting, that the fact that the pressure of the obligation can lead us to quit. But what you really want to do is move to responsibility, right? So essentially calling yourself out and start looking for solutions. Now, out of all that, there's three keys. You know, the keys are intention, where you want to get something done, awareness of being aware of the level that you're in, and confront, which is the ability to face the things that you need to face. The thing about this session was he started with that model, but then he gave a whole bunch of different things to help you coach through those kind of things, and really taught us in the session how to actually coach people on that. So far more to go into than what I've got the time in this little session to tell you about. But had some different things about when you coach that, what type of feedback you're going to come back from. So again, some interesting stuff in there. And if you're interested more in all of that, I really suggest that you check out his website, which is ChristopherAvery.com, and you can get more information about his stuff. He's kind of well known in the industry for a lot of stuff he talks about. Now, the highlight of the day was the Agile Manifesto 10-year reunion, and lots of good nuggets come out of that, and lots of things tweeted as well. So if you do a bit of a tweet search, you'll find a lot of those under the Agile 2011 hashtag. Bob Martin and Alistair Coburn kicked off with a bit of history. It included essentially 15 of the 17 signatories. There's only two that couldn't be here for it. So it was really just impressive just to watch these guys sitting on the bench and laughing at each other and talking about what happened. Originally, the whole thing was originally supposed to be called the Lightweight Methods Conference when they got together, but they didn't sort of like the name of that. A few questions were asked, things like what would you do differently. Most of them said nothing. Will Cunningham reckoned he changed the color of the background image. Talked about what the next 10 years held, right? Talked about whether Agile was the right name. Martin Fowler didn't want to call it Agile originally. He wanted a wackier name. And then a little bit of talk about other potential names, right? So they're thinking of calling things like Adaptive and Hummingbird and Lean and EPP and a whole bunch of other acronyms that they wouldn't go on. Also asked about what their what their biggest disappointment was, and I guess the biggest disappointment was is that everyone wants to be Agile, but too few people want to do it. And Scrum Butt is also a bit of a disappointment. Biggest success is the fact that it's now being used in lots of different areas, and that essentially it has allowed teams to work the way they want to. There's a bit of a call that we need a revolution in middle management. That's still what's holding us back, and there probably needs to be some work to get a similar framework for agility in that area. And remember that Agile is not the not waterfall, because it's about teams and delivering software, right? It's a completely different thing. So again, it was really great to see those people, and a special appearance by Bloody Stupid Johnson at the end, who kind of signed off the whole session. So there you go. That was day one at the Agile 2011 conference. A fun-packed day. Lots of things to learn. So 20 plus sessions going on concurrently. I'll check back with you tomorrow and let you know what happened on day two. See you then.